Welcome to Palestine Today, the service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May 5th, 2008. Four Palestinians killed in Gaza, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army kidnaps at least six civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinian patients were reported killed on Monday after being prevented by the Israeli army from leaving the Gaza Strip to receive life-saving medical care. The victims were identified as 13-year-old Ishman Al-Jamal, a brain cancer patient from Gaza City, 59-year-old heart condition patient Zakiya Sadda, and 55-year-old cancer patient Nathmia Abda, both from the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. With those three dead on Monday, the number of Palestinian patients who died as a result of the Israeli siege on Gaza has now reached 145. The ongoing siege is now in its 11th month. One Palestinian was reportedly killed, and five others were wounded when a tunnel on the Gaza-Egypt borderline collapsed on Monday. Medical sources identified the deceased as Rami Al-Sha'er. Sources also reported that rescue teams have been searching for a sixth wounded. Witnesses said that the tunnel was under construction when it collapsed on Monday afternoon, leaving those inside trapped. Meanwhile, in the West Bank today, the Israeli army attacked and searched homes in several regions. The army also kidnapped at least six Palestinian civilians. Palestinian sources said that those attacks took place in the West Bank cities of Hebron, Jerusalem, Ramallah, and Nablus. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Aaron Lakoff and Ghassan Banoura.